USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is seeking additional authorities from Congress to enhance border security. White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton argues that that's why House Republicans should support the anticipated border deal that is emerging from the Senate.
And if, you know, Speaker Johnson is serious about securing the border, which he also said this morning that he is, then he should work across the aisle with us, reach back across the aisle in good faith and join us. We're working along with Senate Republicans as well as Democrats.
Biden has stated the deal would grant him the ability to close the border, a measure he intends to implement upon signing the bill into a law. However, Speaker Mike Johnson contends the Senate-crafted deal is likely to face significant opposition in the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson also refuting allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal is motivated by a desire to assist Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people. The first and most important job of the federal government is to protect its citizens. We're not doing that under President Biden.
Johnson maintains the deal currently under negotiation by senators is inadequate in terms of securing the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden will be present at the dignified transfer of the soldiers who lost their lives in a drone strike in Jordan. John Kirby, National Security Council spokesman, told reporters that Biden has spoken with the families of the three fallen service members. Kirby noted that the president conveyed the nation's pride in their service. Attempts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his management of the border crisis are intensifying. The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republicans, is currently drafting articles of impeachment. A potential vote on the House floor could come as early as next week. The first meeting of the year for the Federal Open Market Committee began Tuesday. The two-day event will conclude with an announcement regarding the future of interest rates on Wednesday. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Tuesday afternoon, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral carrying supplies destined for the International Space Station.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, engine full power, and liftoff. Go SpaceX, go Falcon.
Notably, the rocket propelled the Northrop Grumman Cygnus cargo spacecraft into orbit for its inaugural journey. If you own a Toyota 2003 or 2004 Corolla or Corolla Matrix or a 2004 and 2005 RAV4, Toyota would like you to stop driving it and get it fixed because the Takata airbag inflator could explode and potentially kill you. Toyota actually issued a Do Not Drive advisory after more than 30 deaths worldwide, including 26 in the U.S., and hundreds of injuries that came from the inflator exploding and sending metal shrapnel inside cars and trucks. In anticipation of the Super Bowl weekend, United and American Airlines are introducing additional flights connecting Kansas City and Las Vegas, and the flight numbers are catching the attention of both Swifties and Chiefs fans. American Airlines included two flights with the numbers 1989, paying tribute to Taylor Swift's birth year and one of her most iconic albums. The flight scheduled to depart from Kansas City to Vegas on Friday, February 9th and Saturday the 10th. Additionally, after the game, there is a Flight 87 departing from Vegas on February 12th, which corresponds to Travis Kelce's jersey number. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.